今天是一个特别的日子，我们很欢迎大家能够到这边啊，来跟我们一起庆祝。
Today is a really special today. Today is a special day. We can happy everybody can come and celebrate together.
啊，如果您是第一次来，我们很希望待会儿您留步，我们非常愿意认识您。我们待会儿也有一个特别的庆祝的午餐。
You first time here, we'd like to ask you to stay behind. We have a lunch together.
我今天的讲道将会非常的快。
This today's sermon will be quite fast.
所以请大家快快的听。
So you quickly listen.
刚刚TC 弟兄为我们介绍的这个经文是在约翰福音第四章第四章这里出来的。我不知道这边有没有 remote control。
This the passage we just read is come from John chapter 4.
那这个故事呢是讲到耶稣在一个地方，这个名字叫加利利的地方。
This story is to talk about is the Jesus in Galilee.
这发生的故事，但是这个时候是耶稣才刚刚开始服事的一个事迹。
This is the talk about the happened in Galilee, and this is time when Jesus started his ministry.
因为耶稣那个时候还没有在加利利四处寻找，四处寻找他的门徒或羊群，他也没有四处去做任何的教导。
Because at that time he didn't go around to search for his disciples or do a lot of teaching.
而在这个故事的发生的时候，他刚刚才到南方那个地方，一个叫犹大的地方，去了那个地方，然后回到加利利了。
But this, during that time, the story is about is that he went to the southern part of Judea, the district of Judea, and then returned back to Galilee.
也就在这个时候，有一个大臣，他的孩子病得要死了。
At that time, there's a royal official that's almost died from sickness.
于是他赶快跑来找耶稣，要医他的孩子。
And then he come and quickly asking Jesus for healing.
然后耶稣就医了他的孩子，就是这么简单。
Then Jesus healed his son. That is this simple.
但是第一步我们必须要问的是，那住在加百农的大臣，也就是在大家看见，对不起，在加百农，在这个加利利。湖的北边这个地方。
So first thing we had to ask is that the Capernaum, which is this northern part of the Lake of Galilee,
住在那边的大臣如何知道在二十英里以外有一个人名叫耶稣？那个迦南的地方，他要去找他呢
？And during the time this of royal official, how does he know about Jesus when he is around 20 miles away?
当时没有 internet， 没有 WeChat， 也没有报纸，他怎么知道在迦南那个地方有一个人叫耶稣
？There's no internet, there's no WeChat, there's no newspaper. How does the royal official know about Jesus Christ at that time？
请问今天你我怎么知道在 Kingston 有某一个人，我可以去找他帮忙
？So how do you know right now today is you know somebody in Kingston you can ask for help？
耶稣与大臣的身份不同，民族不同，背景不同。
Jesus and this royal official is different status, different culture, background, different culture and different background.
大臣为什么有知道耶稣这号人物，而且还会求他帮忙？
How does this royal official know about Jesus Christ and ask him for help?
圣经告诉我们，其中实际上有一些蛛丝马迹是我们可以知道的。
In the Bible, it has actually given some clues we can know about.
约翰福音透露，应该是有两批人把有关耶稣的事告诉了大臣。
According to the book of John, Gospel of John, there's at least two, there's two group of people talk about Jesus in Capernaum.
以至于这个大臣怎么知道耶稣的
？So this royal official know about Jesus.
这大臣怎么知道耶稣的
？So how does the royal official know about Jesus Christ? Jesus.
你们认为呢
？What do you think?
他听说的。
So he hear about it.
那这两批人是谁
？So who is these two group of people?
根据约翰福音第二章第十二节，也就是前两章的记载。
According to the John Gospel, John chapter 2 and a few chapters before this, it says.
耶稣曾经与他的门徒还有家人去过迦拿，去参加过一个婚宴。
At that time, Jesus and his disciple went to Cana.And to go to a wedding.
在那个婚宴里面，这个新人他们要准备的酒用完了。
At that point in time, The wine was all used up in this wedding.
然后耶稣就把水变成酒，就解决了新人的一个困境。
And then Jesus turned the water into wine and solved this difficulty for them.
所以在那个婚宴里面，有一批人，他们实际上真的尝过耶稣的能力。
So in this story that we know that there's a group of people who really literally taste Jesus' power.
于是约翰福音第二章第十二节他说这件事以后也就是这个婚礼以后耶稣与他的母亲弟兄和门徒也就是说那边有一群参加过婚礼的人都下到加百农去在那里住了不多几日。
So John chapter 2 verse 12 is after this he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brother and his disciple. They were stayed for a few days.
第二批人是去过耶路撒冷看过耶稣行事的人。
The second group of people is the people who went who is Galilean and went to Jerusalem.
他们原来是加利利人他们跑到耶路撒冷附近到犹大地的时候看过耶稣所做的后来他们回家了回到加利利地了。
This group of people was from Galilee, and then they went down to Jerusalem and they saw what Jesus did and went back home.
这些人也许不是耶稣行神迹的当时的受会人。
Even this group of people may not be the receiver of the blessing from the Jesus miraculous act.
但是他们看过耶稣行的神迹。
But they saw what Jesus did.
就去传了。
So they spread this news.
因此在加利利省加百农的这个地方的大臣之所以晓得要去找耶稣。
So that's the reason why this royal official from Capernaum know about Jesus and seeking for him.
是因为他听过人家讲过耶稣的事。
Because he hear about what Jesus did.
我相信他自己的信心开始是在建立在讲耶稣的事的这个人的身上。
So in the beginning, his faith is based on the people he heard about what Jesus did.
以及把这件事情传开的人数。
And also on the number of people who spread about Jesus, the act of Jesus Christ.
如果人不传，此大臣就不可能知道有耶稣这号人物，他可以去求靠。
If nobody spread about the miraculous act of Jesus, then there's nobody. This royal official would not know about it.
因此，传讲耶稣重要不重要
？So is it really important? Is it important to spread about Jesus?
可以救命啊！
Yeah, you can save life.
因为传讲，许多人包括大臣一家，就有了真实的盼望。
Because of this spread of this news about Jesus, so the royal official can have life and have faith.
这个真理到今天还是如此。
This truth is still happening today.
是的，有的时候我们会觉得我们自己的见证实在讲出来，也许对别人实在隔靴搔痒。对人家好像一点关系都没有。
It is sometimes we truly feel like sometimes what are we witnessing is seems like scratching your foot through the shoes. It's nowhere near. It doesn't work.
但是我们要知道的一点，如果我们不讲，人家又永远不知道耶稣。
The one thing we should know about, if we don't talk about it, the person would never know about Jesus.
我们一定要找机会讲自己的见证，或分享我们看见神的作为，或在教会里面的作为。
We should talk. We have to seek opportunity to talk about Jesus and what he did in our life and what he did in our church.
讲这些，也许你认为你从对方的角度好像一点意义都没有。
Sometimes it may be in the other person's angle, you feel like your testimony has no meaning.
但是我们怎么知道神不会用它呢
？How do you know God would not use your testimony?
20 years ago, 我曾经遇到一个人，我想传福音给他。
20 years ago, I met a person I really want to spread the gospel to him.
他太太已经信主了。
His wife already is a believer.
可是先生不信。
But the husband is not.
他太太很苦恼，于是想请我说找机会跟他先生传福音。
So the wife was really in distress, was asking me to go talk to him.
我就请这一对夫妻到我们家来吃饭。
One time I invite this couple to my home to have dinner.
然后吃饭的时候，我一直在心里想，我要怎么传福音给他。
And during the dinner time, what I keep on thinking, well, how do I spread the gospel to him?
结果一吃完饭，我正要开口的时候
，But when I finish the, my dinner and then try to open my mouth.
那个先生先说你不要跟我传福音。
The husband said, don't talk to me about gospel.
他说我们都是 IBM 的科学家。
We are a scientist from IBM.
除非你能证明给我看神的存在。
Only you can prove the existence of God.
或者证明给我看没有外星人我就信。
Of the disprove the existence, the non-existence of extraterrestrial life form.
我怎么证明给他看没有外星人、
How do I prove that there's no aliens in this world?
证明给他看神的存在已经够难，我还证明给他看没有外星人的存在。
I have already proved the existence of God is already difficult. How do I disprove there's no aliens in this world?
这怎么证明？于是我就硬着头皮讲了一个当时那个时候发生在我身上的一个见证。
So I don't know what to say, and only the bite the bullet. I just tell about my the testimony of my the current life.
我说我才刚刚买房子，前几个月买房子的时候好苦恼啊。
Then I talk about by buying the house. I just bought a house, and then a couple months ago, when I tried to purchase a house, I was have a lot of difficulty.
我一直患得患失，结果到最后我是睡不着觉。
I was feel like getting it not, and then at the end of it, I could not sleep at all.
然后我就祷告，然后我就睡着了。
And then when I pray about it, then I fell asleep and I sleep quite well.
他看看我。So,
didn't look at me.
他说：“哦，你第一次买房子啊
？”Oh, you must be first time buying a house.
哎，我在宾州有好多个 apartment， 我出租哦。
Oh, I have a lot of apartments in the Pennsylvania for rent.
哎，我那时候好丢脸哦。
Oh, losing my face at that time.
我自己，人家是买卖房屋的老将。
The person is a veteran of buying and purchasing house.
而我自己没有买房子的经验。
I don't have any experience in buying house.
搞得自己睡不着觉，还需要祷告来安心能够入眠。
So because of this, I couldn't even sleep, and I have to use prayer to go to sleep.
我真的希望我们自己家里面有个洞，我可以钻进去。
I just realized that I wish we have hope a hole in my homes, and I can hide.
于是有关这个传福音的事情，这个话题就不了了之了。
So talk about gospels is then I really forget about that.
之后我跟他太太道歉说，哎，对不起，没有达成我们所期盼的事情。
So I apologize to his wife as I didn't do a good job in this.
但是一个非常奇怪的事情发生了。
But one thing strangely happened.
过两三个礼拜以后，这个太太打电话给我。
So two or three weeks later, this wife called me.
说这我的先生很奇怪，他突然主动要去教会。
His her husband suddenly want to go to church.
原来那天吃完饭以后
，So actually what happened is after having dinner，
他们回家之后，结果他在宾州的几个出租的公寓接二连三都出了问题。
So after the dinner, they found out go home and found out that the apartment they had in Pennsylvania is having a lot of problems.
结果这个先生三天睡不着觉。
So this person 3 days couldn't sleep at all.
他突然想到 George 有说神可以帮他睡觉。
He thought about what George talked about is that he can help him to sleep.
可以救他。
Oh, it can help him.
我实在没想到我这一种的见证也能够帮助别人。
I couldn't believe this kind of witness can help other people.
我后来学习到，我只要学习耶稣叫我做好好的做好，他讲述他在我身上的事情，告诉给别人，好好做见证就好了。
So the last thing, this thing I learned is whatever Jesus did in my life, I'm faithfully spread what he did in my life.
剩下的是神会做工。
Whatever left behind and whatever left, God will do his work.
等到大臣听过这个耶稣的传言的时候
，So this royal official hear about what Jesus did.
也可能是因为他认识传讲耶稣的这些人。
Maybe he know about the people who talk about.
他不怀疑他们讲话的内容。
He's not doubting what they talk about.
但是这他们讲话的内容到底是别人的事情。
But this whatever the content is to talk about other people's.
与他自己无关。
It's not related to him.
圣经告诉我们，这位是在加百农的一位大臣。
In the Bible say that this person is a royal official in Capernaum.
他理应有权也有钱。
He had power, he had money.
在别人眼中，在一般的眼中，他是没有缺乏的。
In other people's eye, he had nothing lacking.
这样的人怎么会要耶稣呢
？How does such person need Jesus?
这样的人要不要耶稣
？Does he need Jesus?
还是要，因为他儿子病了。
Yes, he needed because his son is sick.
而且病得快要死了。
Sick in the point of almost dying.
这个是人类的软弱。
This is the weakness of a human.
这是人的尽头。
This is the end of a man's life.
我们人生太在世，有太多的事情，再有钱再有势也解决不了。
In our lives, there's a lot of things. Doesn't matter what money or power, it will never resolve it.
太多的病，你有钱有势也医不好。
A lot of illnesses doesn't matter how much money, how much power you have, you cannot take care of it.
有钱有势不能告诉你人生的意义。
Money and power cannot tell you what's the meaning of life.
有钱有势不能给你喜乐、平安。
Money and power cannot give you happiness.
有钱有势不能给你真实的爱。
Money and power cannot give you true love.
有钱有势不能解决生离死别。
Even money and power, can you resolve the separation from death?
在大臣自己这个窘迫的情况底下，他用理智开始思考耶稣是谁。
From this situation, from this distress, the royal officials, intellectually reasoning how to what is the who is Jesus?
大臣合理的推论，如果有那么多人传讲耶稣，就必有其人。
So from a royal official, his logical deduction is that so many people talk about Jesus, it must be one the true person there.
他所行的事一定有其中的真实性在里面。
Maybe some truth in what he did.
如果耶稣可以让水变成酒，
If Jesus can turn water into wine,
他就有能力医治我的儿子。
So he had power to heal my son.
于是他对自己的结论，他付出了一个行动。
So because of such a conclusion, he put it into action.
他需要耶稣来介入他和他孩子的生命。
He need Jesus to intervene with between him and also his son's life.
可是有一个问题，耶稣并不在他自己住的地方。
The main problem is that Jesus is not living in the place he at.
耶稣听说他在远在20英里以外的一个城镇。
He thought he heard that Jesus is about 20 miles away from his place in Canaan.
如果用来回走路的话，需要两天多的时间。
If you walk there, go there, at that time it takes about 2 days.
在那个时候没有汽车、没有手机、没有 internet 的情况底下。
At that point, no car, no cell phone.
就算他跑到迦拿那个地方，就算到了耶稣的地方，也不一定找得到耶稣。
Even though he go to Canaan, can he be finding Jesus at that point?
万一他到那边，结果耶稣又出城了，怎么办
？If he go there, what happened? Jesus left that place already. What should he do?
而且就算找到耶稣，也不知道耶稣对他的反应如何。
And even though he find Jesus, he don't know what kind of reaction from Jesus.
而如今他的儿子又命在旦夕，他应该舍不得离开他儿子半步。
In that moment, his son is dying at that point, and he shouldn't be leaving his son that much.
但是大臣觉得去找耶稣是值得的，是值得他去冒这个风险。
But royal official felt that this is a risk worth taking.
为了儿子，他就迈出他信心的第一步，他启程去另一个城市。另一个城镇20英里以外去找耶稣。
Because of his son, he took his first step of faith. He go put into action and set out to seek for Jesus.
这个大臣果真在迦拿找到耶稣了。
This royal official really find Jesus in Canaan.
我也深信耶稣是刻意让他自己能够被这大臣找到。
And convinced Jesus deliberately let himself be found.
因为耶稣说，凡寻找的就必寻见。
Because when Jesus said that whoever seek will be found.
我相信这个时候大臣遇到耶稣，虽然很高兴，但他心里非常的焦急和急迫。
But even though Jesus, this royal official met Jesus, his heart is really worried and anxious.
他希望耶稣赶快跟着他回到他家去医治他的孩子。
He want Jesus to quickly come with him, go home.
我想我们做过父母的都非常了解一个做父亲的焦急。
You've been a parent, you know how anxious a father is.
因为这个时候他的儿子生死交关。
Because his son right now is dying as every minute of it.
这个时候我就想起我父亲与他自己哥哥的事情。
And with this moment, I remember my father and his brother.
虽然我爸爸跟他的哥哥兄弟情深。
My father and his brother is really close.
但是呢，因为1949年大陆解放的关系呢，两人相隔台湾大陆两岸。
Because during the time 1949, they separated from mainland China in Taiwan.
结果一分开就是40年没有见面。
Once they separated, 40 years they didn't see each other.
好不容易在80年代末期的时候，我爸爸终于有机会能够大陆去看看他自己的哥哥。
It's not easy, but at the end of the 1980s, my father able to go to China in Shanghai to meet his brother there.
在那个短暂的接触的时候，也把福音告诉了他哥哥。
In the short meeting, the time he introduced Jesus to his brother.
结果没想到回美国不久之后，有一件事情发生了，大陆打通电话过来。
Could realize is that once he returned back home, and there's something happening. His brother called him.
就是我爸爸的哥哥，也是我的伯伯，他患了肝癌，而且马上要死了。
Because he called my father saying that, he's gonna dying because of liver cancer.
我在美国的爸爸就便马上订了机票要赶回上海。
And my father immediately.Try to get the airline ticket to fly back to Shanghai.
但是最快最快最早能够订到的机票，好像在那个时候是礼拜四的清晨。
The earliest that you can get an airline ticket is on a Sundays. We'd go there on Thursday morning.
于是他跟上海的家人说：“你等我，我礼拜四就到。”
So he talked about to the family member that wait for me. Then Thursday morning, I will be there.
你们一定要等我回来。
You have to remember, wait for me.
他的哥哥知道之后，就在极其痛苦的底下，用毅力，果然撑到礼拜四晚上才死。
So his brother really persisted and really hang on to himself, hang on and die, didn't die until Thursday night.
可是还是太晚了。
But yet it's too late.
我爸爸并没有看到他哥哥最后一面。
My father did not see his brother for the last time.
我爸爸过了一天，隔了几个小时才到。
He's take about a couple hours, then we went to Shanghai.
原来在通话之间，他们忘记把中国美国的时差算进去。
So because when they're talking about when to go there, he forgot about the time difference between China, USA and China.
是的，垂死的生命是分秒必争啊。
So we know that when you're dying, every minute counts.
但是现在耶稣的反应非常的奇怪，他不急促，他的说话令人不解。
That what Jesus reply is really strange, really puzzling. He seems like not in a haste, not in a hurry.
原来耶稣要给这个大臣和他周遭的人一个更深的功课。
So we find out that Jesus want him this oral official learn a deeper lesson.
耶稣不但要让他们知道，没错，他是可以行奇事的大，奇妙大事的人。
Two, Jesus want him to know that he can do miraculous sign.
他有怜悯医治的能力。
He had a mighty power to heal and mercy.
但是耶稣更要让他们认识，他是一个超越空间的神。
But one thing he wasn't this world official know about is a God beyond space and time.
不但人要信他所做的事，
not only
以及他行的神迹。
Not only that he need to want him to know about what he can do and what miracle sign he can do.
还要信他所讲的话，因为他的话里面有力量，有权柄，不落空。
He want him to learn to trust in his word.And also because his word had power.
这样的耶稣对我们的一个挑战是，如果耶稣不照我们所求的方式去行，我们还信靠他吗？
So one thing we learn is this: if Jesus would not do the thing that we ask for, if we still Jesus doesn't do the way we ask for, we still believe in him.
我们信的是耶稣所做的事， 还是耶稣的本身呢？
We believe in what Jesus, the thing that he does, or to believe in Jesus himself.
当耶稣对大臣说，回去吧。
When Jesus tell the royal official, return home.
你的儿子活了。
Your son will live.
这是多么宝贵的应许。
It's such a precious promise.
难能可贵的是这个大臣就信了。
What commendable is that this royal official believe.
这个大臣有一个180度的转弯。
This royal official 180 degree change.
因为耶稣的话，他不再要求先前对耶稣一定要到他家的这个要求。
Because of Jesus, what Jesus say, he would not really ask Jesus to come to his home.
他不需要眼见耶稣要亲自到，他不需要耶稣照他所祈求的方式去行。
He no longer need to see Jesus come to his home. He don't no longer need Jesus follow whatever way he does. He tells Jesus to do.
因为耶稣基督的话，他就安心了，他就回家了，甚至没有急忙的赶着回去。
Because what Jesus said, he is at peace and go home with a peace of mind.
经文告诉我们，他实际上到家的时候是第二天。他当时见到耶稣的时候是那一天下午。一点钟左右。
So actually, when the Bible says that when he got home is two days, day afterward.
也显示就是他跟耶稣讲完话之后，他中途路上还休息了一个晚上。
So we're saying that actually he maybe take a rest in that night before he go home.
因为他对耶稣讲的话有信心，他接受了耶稣的话。
Because he have trust and believe in God, Jesus' word, and then he accept his word.
他有平安，知道孩子在耶稣手中就好了。
He has peace and knowing that his son is in God's hand.
当我爸爸赶到上海，虽然为时已晚，没有见到他自己哥哥最后一面。
When my father go to Shanghai, even though that night he cannot see his brother for the last time.
但是家人告诉爸爸，他哥哥死以前。
But his family member told my father before his brother died.
因为硬撑着想等到弟弟回来。
Because he wanted really persist to hang on to his life until his brother come.
便一直用圣经打自己的头以减轻痛苦。
He keep on using the Bible hitting his head to lessen his suffering.
这上海的家人之前只听过一次非常简短的福音。
This family member in Shanghai just heard a really simple gospel at that time, one time.
但是我伯伯死之前，他就凭着非常单纯的信心就抓紧了圣经。
But my uncle before he died, he using his a simple and faith to hold on to the Bible.
好像仰赖神的话，虽然他的举动很像小孩。
Is relying on God's word is like a little child.
但是他的内心的依靠的这种动机让我们就安心了。
Because of what he does and then his heart relying on God make us at ease.
因为耶稣的话不落空，信耶稣有永生。
Because God's word, Jesus' word never fail. Is when you believe in Jesus, there will be everlasting life.
因此，我们知道我们在天家还能见面呢。
Since that, I will know that we will see each other in heaven.
当大臣回到加百农的时候
，When Jesus went to the Capernaum,
他的仆人就跑上来迎接他说。你的儿子活了。
When the official returned to Capernaum, his servant come to see him. Your son is alive.
大臣的反应是什么
？What is the royal official reaction？
什么时候好的
？Oh, what when is my son get better？
是大臣相信耶稣没有错。
Yes, royal official believe in Jesus.
但是他也要确认。
So he need affirmation.
以至于他的信可以更信。
So because of affirmation, his faith will be even deeper.
我要请大家思考一件事情。
I would like to ever think about one thing.
请问大臣的儿子好起来的时候，他自己知不知道原因
？So, let me ask you, when the son get better, does the son himself know the reason why?
他旁边的人知不知道原因
？The people surrounding his son doesn't know the why.
不知道。
They don't know why.
他们不知道为什么大臣儿子突然好了。
Do you know why suddenly at 1 o'clock in the afternoon the son is well at that time?
我们很多时候自己病好了。
Well, a lot of time when we illness get better.
度过难关了
go through the trouble,
甚至自己觉知信主了
and then we realized it, and then we decided to follow Christ.
我们没有被 lay off.
And we didn't get any lay off.
我们还以为是自己的本领
or thought that it is because of our own ability.
以为是自己的抵抗力以为是自己的决定
Because it's our decision, because our immune system is better.
殊不知是人家为我们带到
But actually, maybe other people praying for us.
是因为神的恩典。
Because God's grace.
当我们所带导的人度过难关的时候
When the people we pray for had gone through this difficulty,
我们也要印证给别人知道。
We should let the person know.
这一切是主的作为。
All this is accomplished because of God.
让人家知道这是代祷的结果。
This is better because you the result of prayer.
这加添自己的信心，也启动别人的信心。
This will increase our faith and also increase other people's faith.
让听到的人，特别是病刚刚好的人，有感恩的心。
So the person who listened, who hear, had a faith, get thanksgiving, a heart of thanksgiving.
因为感恩能够带来更完全的康复。
Because of thanksgiving, we bring on even greater healing.
当我们人知道实际上是神在背后掌权，恩待我们的时候。
When we know that behind us there's a God is in charge.
我们就容易以感恩的心接受神。
We will have a thankful heart of thanksgiving to accept God.
以至于能够得到那更大永恒生命的祝福。
We will accept even greater eternal blessing.
这是见证的能力和他带出来的恩典。
This is the power of witness and the grace that came out from it.
大臣的全家最后都得救了，为什么？
The whole family of this official was saved. Why?
为什么大臣的全家后来都得救了
？Why the whole family was saved？
因为大臣的见证。
Because the testimony of this royal official
是不错，他的儿子好了。但是如果大臣不见证，他们全家不知道为什么。
Yeah, the royal official son is alive, but if the royal official didn't give a testimony about Jesus, they would not be saved.
告诉家人，这是耶稣的作为，使神的作为成为全家主观的经历。
Tell about what Jesus did, and this is important because this is God become the focal point of such experience.
大臣从客观的一个听说耶稣的存在
this royal official listened to Jesus from an objective point of view.
到主观的需要接受
and into a personally acceptance.
到最后他的传讲。
In the end of it, he spread about what Jesus did.
是我们许多人都有也有必须的一个经历。
So this is represent what we have to go through.
大臣的经历让我们有三件事值得感恩。
This, according from this, we have three things we have to give thanks.
我们谢谢别人的见证和福音的传讲。
We thank the other people's testimony and that they spread the gospel.
人不讲，我们更不知道耶稣。
If they don't talk about Jesus, we will not know about Jesus.
也不知道我们可以跟耶稣求。
We don't even know that we can ask Jesus.
第二个要值得感谢的是非常奇怪的一个感谢。
The second is the thanksgiving.
我们要感谢神允许在我们生命当中所经历的难处。
We thanks God that He gives us a difficulty, allow difficulty in our lives.
以至于我们会去认真思考我们主观上对神的需要。
So that we can seriously think about why do we need God.
第三，我们要感谢神的话，使我们的生命蒙拯救。
Thirdly, we thank God's word because our life saved through it.
这是我们信仰的根基。
This is a base of our faith.
也因着我们对话语的信心，我们会越来越信，因着信以至于信。
Because of such a base, our faith will become even deeper and deeper.
最后，我们要像这大臣一样。
We at the last, we should be like this royal official.
我们要为自己的生命做一个见证。
We should be a testimony because alive.
让别人听得到耶稣的全能和恩典在我们实际上生活所行出来的。
Let other people know that God's power, God's grace.In our life, that we truly experiencing God.
因此，我再一次邀请我们所有的人下礼拜六的时候来参加感恩聚会。
So therefore, I invite everybody to come to the Thanksgiving dinner next week.
准备好我们大家彼此的见证。
Prepare our testimony.
彼此激励。
Encourage one another.
使不认识耶稣的人，因为听到这真实的见证的时候，他就认识了耶稣。
So the people who doesn't know about Jesus Christ will.Know about Jesus Christ.
也让我们所有的信徒因为这个见证，因着我们的信，以至于更信。
Because of this, and our believer will be believe much more deeper and faith upon faith.
以至于使这个信心的循环成为骨牌效应，像涟漪一般不断的扩大。
Is it like this one? We become a domino effect and we spread out.
把耶稣的福音传到整个 Dutchess County.
So spread the gospel to throughout this Dutchess County.
纽约、美国、大陆、台湾、香港。
New York, United States, mainland China, Hong Kong.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们今天有两位姊妹做为我们做见证。
It's two sisters give us a testimony.
我相信这个见证会有涟漪出去的。
I believe this testimony will spread out.
我们全部的弟兄姊妹一起为他们家人祷告，我们希望他们全家都得救。
We, our brother and sister, continue pray for the whole family. The whole we wish praying that the whole family will be believe in God.
因着他们的受洗
，because of the baptized,
我们将会有一个非常的重要的仪式。
We have a very important sacrament.
我们将会在这边有一个擘饼。
We have a sacrament of the communion.
在这边再次表示，他现在是我们的弟兄姊妹。
That's represented that they are our brother or sister now.
我们欢迎大家来到台前。
We welcome everybody come up here.
如果您还没有受洗，也欢迎您也请你们都到前面来。
If you haven't been baptized, I still welcome you come over here.
但是等我们传这个饼跟杯的时候，请您暂时不要拿。
But when we pass on this cup and bread, we ask you to withhold.
我们这个圣餐是代表我们一旦信主，我们就有永生。我们今天是在耶稣基督里。
Once we believe in Christ, we have an everlasting life in Christ.
这个饼原来是一块。
This piece of bread is supposed to be one, a whole.
但是剥开了，分给我们每一个人。
But it is break open to separate among us.
代表我们都属于这原来一块饼，就是耶稣基督的身体。
That represent that we belong to one is like this bread.
我们为着所有还没有觉知的朋友们。
We also ask all the people who are not decided to accept Christ.
我们也做一个邀请。
We also invite you.
知道耶稣是给你可以让你呼求的对象。
It's knowing that Jesus is a person you can cry out to.
他可以赐给你永生。
He can give you everlasting life.
我们现在邀请你来，不过我们很希望在下一次我们擘饼聚会的时候，你们跟我们一起。
We will come, welcome you come join us now, but we would like to hope you participate.
好，现在请大家到围绕在前面。
We ask you everybody come in the front.